Welcome to Pardon My French,
the podcast that teaches you French in a fun and casual way.
My name is Tom.
And my name is James.
Enjoy the show. That wasn't that Christmassy.
That was Santa Claus.
Santa's like, ho, 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 ho. You're
that's Green Giant.
Green Giant in French?
Le géant vert.
And it's the same tune, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't watch sweet corn adverts when I go abroad.
My brother's girlfriend, friend of the show.
That's true.
Laura.
Yeah? Laura Fox.
That's not her surname.
Well, that's what she tells everyone. But...
Is it?
No. Her surname sounds like Fox in French, but it's not even Fox.
Oh, what is it?
Yeah. So how disappointing is that, to be honest?
It's not even
to fair. not even be Fox, just to sound like Fox. So tonight we're talking about Christmas.
Christmas.
As you might have guessed from that Green Giant impression at the start of the show.
It's an exciting time, Christmas.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, what makes you think of sweet corn more than, you know, the drawing of the nights and the falling of crisp snow. Crisp snow on the...
Sorry for all people in England who probably won't get to enjoy crisp snow.
No, that's true. We're out here in the Alps at the moment, and we're enjoying
a few feet.
Feet of snow, yeah. The other day
we
trekked over a mountain of, what would you say, probably 3 or 4 metres of snow.
Yeah, it was a big hill underneath it, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, true. I guess Mont Blanc isn't just a big pile of snow, is it? There's rock under... Yeah, no, it's not.
I thought it disappeared in the summer.
Oh, God, no, yeah. Don't worry about global warming.
Oh, okay, yeah. We're fine.
Yeah, never mind the polar bears. So, screw them!
The polar bears. Yeah. That's like the Coca-Cola advert, isn't it? Remember, it's the polar bears?
Oh, holidays are coming. Holidays are coming. That
whenever,
one?
Yeah, but that whenever you see that, you know it's Christmas. And I haven't even seen it this year.
No, I know.
I'm going to see it when I get home.
Do they know it's Christmas? Apparently not, because they haven't seen the Coke advert.
Is that how...
I think that's what Bob Geldof is getting at, yeah.
That's they're going to do Band-Aid. Is it Band-Aid?
Yeah.
They could do it again this year, and that's going to be the gist.
It annoys me that Band-Aid means plaster in American.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
If you hurt yourself, they're like, put a Band-Aid on it.
In that accent. Know?
Put some bacon on it. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just YouTube that and you'll find out.
I think it's Rhett and Link.
It's Rhett and Link, yeah, it is, yeah. So, Christmas, tell me, Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
How do you say Christmas in French?
Noël, something like that.
Correct!
Thank you.
3 points.
It's a point system now.
Yeah, and with the points you can redeem cans of sweet corn at the end of the show.
Ooh, which, I love the sweet corn.
Yeah, and there's a bonus prize if you get 25 points.
Never going to get anywhere near it.
No. Well, good, because there's not actually a bonus prize. I said that to humour you, really. So, yeah, we're talking about Noël. So, when you see it written down, you'll see, like, it's spelled N-O-E-L.
Yeah.
Like Noel Gallagher. sorry to bring Oasis into this, but the E on Noël has two dots above it.
Yeah.
Which I think is called an umlaut.
Yeah.
And that just changes the sound of the E.
So what would it be without the umlaut?
I think it'd probably be something like Noël.
Noël.
Noël. But there'd be less stress on the Noël.
Like someone
so the umlaut
say...
makes the E stress the E a bit more.
It'd be like Noel Edmonds. Noel Edmonds.
Yeah, I don't want to think about him at Christmas though.
I do. Do you remember Crinkly Bottom?
Mr. Blobby.
Not Mr. Blobby. Wow, Mr. Blobby's pretty good as well.
Oh, God. You just couldn't understand him. His speech was incomprehensible.
I think that was part of his... That was his thing.
I think he was drunk.
Nah.
Well, maybe he fell... Maybe he was dropped at birth by Mrs. Blobby.
Mrs. Blobby. Like Blobby.
Senioress.
Did Blobby have a Christmas number one?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, it was awful.
Was it a Christmas number one?
Mm.
He had a number one, I know that.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
You know.
a musical hit in French, you could say a tube... Like YouTube.
Oh.
Yeah, you could say, un nouveau tube. Mm. Or it might be nouvelle, I'm not sure. But yeah, tube, yeah, it means like a hit or
a
something.
Tube.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's think. So, if on Christmas Day,
yep.
You know, you're going to wake up, you're really excited.
Yeah.
run downstairs, and you know, the first thing you probably want to do is wish someone Merry Christmas.
Yeah, it's rude not to.
Well, yeah, in some cultures, yeah.
The one we're from.
So, to say that, you would say Merry Christmas is Joyeux Noël.
It's a difficult sound.
Joyeux Noël.
Joyeux.
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 Joyeux Noël.
So if you think of joyeux, it's spelled like J-O-Y, so like joy. So yeah, you're basically wishing someone a joyous Christmas.
A joyful Christmas.
A joyful, yeah. Which is quite beautiful, quite old school, actually. Mm. Yeah, a joyful Christmas.
Well, we only use merry at Christmas in English. Like, no one really goes, I'm merry, you don't...
Well, strangely, you would use merry if someone was kind of getting a bit drunk. You could say, oh, they're getting a bit merry.
Yeah.
Which doesn't really bode well for what Christmas represents in our modern society, does it?
Yeah, but that is a major part of Christmas.
Yeah, drinking. That's true.
I know that's what I'll be doing a lot of this Christmas.
Really?
Well, my dad started brewing again, so I think we've got 160 pints to drink at home.
Oh, my God.
And
that's more than...
It's more than any, more than enough.
One man can drink.
Well, yeah, there's more of us.
Two men?
There's five in the family.
Oh, God.
Plus... sister's boyfriend, plus friends, you know, wow. So...
Plenty to go, all to go round then.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't have to all be drunk over Christmas, but...
Well, it'd be rude not to, wouldn't it?
The challenge has been set.
Yeah.
Over the 12 days of Christmas.
My true love gave to me.
160 pints of something that isn't tea.
One hangover.
More than one, mate.
Yeah, that's true. At least five.
So thank you to my dad for all that brewing. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, yeah. Joyeux Noël.
Yeah, you could say that.
Joyeux Noël. So, so you go down on Christmas Day, you're wishing Merry Christmas, and I don't know, maybe you were looking around for your Christmas stocking.
Your stocking.
Yeah. Do you know how to say that in French?
Stocking? No.
No. So, obviously a stocking is like a big sock or something, isn't it, traditionally? So
in French, at Christmas it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, actually, yeah. If you go to... Montmartre and the Moulin Rouge, the stocking is something very different. But we won't go into that here.
No.
Save
that for another day.
Yeah. Well, interestingly, Moulin Rouge actually just means the red windmill.
Well, that's what it is, isn't it?
That's exactly
when
what
I've
it is, yeah.
In the movie.
That's why it's called that, yeah. So Moulin is windmill.
Isn't she a Disney character?
Oh, yeah, she is, yeah, yeah. She's got a little dragon pet.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy is a dragon. I think, did he get, like, a dragon and a donkey? That's all he does for Disney.
Yeah, yeah. Ever since Beverly Hills Cop, he's gone downhill, hasn't he, really? Well, shame.
Yeah.
Good guy.
It's probably on at Christmas.
Yeah.
And it's not a classic, but probably could be on. There's a new snowman out this year in England.
Is there?
I think I've seen that on a
Do you mean
advert.
A film, or you mean like you saw a snowman?
Built one.
Oh, okay.
They're so rare in England because of the lack of snow. No, they're a new film by, you know, Walking in the Air. Not by Walking in the Air, but
yeah,
you know, what's it? Alid Jones is. It's not
Alid Jones. Well, his voice is his balls have dropped now, so
yeah.
He'll be struggling to hit the high.
I don't
notes.
Even think it's him on the like, on the show.
I'm walking in the street or something like that. Cause
no, he's still got quite a voice. He does
But he can't. Well, he can't. The snowman can't lift him now. He's heavy. He's put on weight.
He's not the kid in the story. He's just a singer.
He's chubby,
and he's not even the one who sings it in the movie. I'm sure.
Well, okay. Well, I'll wait to see that. But I think the proof is in the pudding, and the pudding is in Alid Jones' belly. So,
ooh, Christmassy burn
below the belt.
if you can find it,
if you want to eat a Christmas pudding, that's fine by me. But in French, it's not called a Christmas pudding. You would call it. Well, okay, so you could call it a Christmas cake, which would be a gâteau de Noël.
Yeah.
Okay, because gâteau.
Makes sense.
That's a lot of people would already know that one, because we have the word in English, gâteau. Yeah.
We kind of reserve it for a frozen ice cream, though.
Yeah, I remember specifically a chocolate gâteau for me would be like a very soft, creamy-based cake.
Yeah.
I wouldn't see like a chocolate sponge cake and say, oh, I have a bit of a gâteau.
I don't think the gâteau is like a positive thing.
No.
I imagine it coming like out of a box from Iceland with a pound sticker on it.
Oh, God, yeah. That's why, you know, ex pop singers go to Iceland.
Only the best ones, though.
No, of course, yeah. But yeah, so we have gâteau. In fact, in French, they also use the word gâteau for like little biscuits. If you've ever been to France and got there's a brand called Prince Biscuits, That kind of biscuit would often be called a gâteau.
Gâteau.
Yeah.
Nice.
But if you want to say a Christmas pudding as opposed to a Christmas cake, then you can actually say just pudding de Noël. So that's an Anglicism.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's one of the, what's one of our words we just, you know, kindly gave them.
Mm. Based on
French people, you're welcome. There's a lot of terminology with Christmas that you just have to basically say something of Noël. So something de Noël. So, you know, Christmas card. If you want to send a Christmas card, it's a une carte de Noël. If you want to sing a Christmas carol, Carol Vorderman.
Not a
one
thing.
From the top, three from the bottom, please.
She's been gone for ages.
I know, God. The lovely Rachel has replaced her.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, long time coming.
We have to start watching that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should play Countdown. I actually received a Countdown board game once.
You lucky person, you.
Yeah, I like Countdown, but I never played it because it's just, I don't know, without the lovely Rachel and
when you have to get
and the guy from Sky Sports, it just loses its novelty, really.
It was the first TV show broadcast on Channel 4, wasn't it?
That was it, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. In fact, it's not even the guy from Sky Sports now, it's the guy from The Apprentice.
Is it?
Yeah.
Nick.
He's drier than a Jacob's Cream Cracker.
Ooh.
God, yeah.
Anyone wants Jacob's cream crackers this Christmas, enjoy them. They're very good for a nice bit of
Christmas cracker is generally something different anyway. You know, you don't...
Good point.
Yeah. So a Christmas cracker, if you want to pull one, would be, you could call it in French, a Christmas cracker is a diablotin.
Diablotin.
Diablotin. Because, well, basically, the diable part of the word, diablotin, the diable part comes from the word... for the devil,
yeah,
which in French is diable.
Diable.
Yeah, if you've ever played the little game with like two sticks and a kind of roly thing in the middle,
a diablo,
and a piece of string in the middle, it's a diablo. Yeah.
Yeah,
and it's called that because it's really tricky to use, and it's like what the devil
has given you this challenge of trying to master it.
Yeah, he's like try and do this impossible thing, but some people like your brother are very good at it. So
anyone who knows Max, there we go.
Impressive stuff to watch. So yeah, in fact, the word diable, which means devil in French, also oozes into our language with the word diabolical.
Ah.
So being diabolical is often something you'll hear Alan Hansen say on Match of the Day. He's like, that was a diabolical challenge.
Yeah, he does say
that. It was absolutely diabolical.
It's getting worse. You should have just ended with the first impression because that was good.
Yeah.
It got worse and worse.
Thanks. I'll do Gary Lineker later. For you guys who are actually listening, I'm literally...
Actually listening. If you've got this on and not listening, then...
Then I'm worried, yeah.
As long as you're downloading, we don't care.
I'm actually literally wearing a kind of... How would you describe it, Tom?
A tartan beret.
A tartan beret with like...
It's not real hair.
With like a ginger wig emanating from the base. So it looks to a layman or a passerby who...
From about 2 miles away.
Who doesn't know me. Well... No, if they've got really good eyesight. Let's say from a distance of 20 metres, they could identify me as a Scot. Which, of course, is a falsehood.
Mm.
But that's the trickery of this wig. You see?
The thing that annoys
me... It's so wise.
It's not Christmassy.
It defies belief.
I also have a hat on that I found.
Well, I think Scots celebrate Christmas, Thomas.
Yeah, but it's not Christmassy.
It's nearer the North Pole.
Than...
Here. Although we do have more snow than them, potentially.
I think yeah, Scotland's probably got a lot of snow.
It's probably pretty snowy. You know how to say snow in French?
It's something that sounds a bit like swimming.
Yeah, you're right, yeah. So
I always get them confused.
Ah, yeah. So that's another lovely little mnemonic. So snow is la neige.
La neige.
Neige, yeah.
Neige.
And to swim is, the verb is nager.
Nager.
Nager, yeah. So if you swim, you could say... Je nage.
Je nage.
Yeah.
And snow is neige.
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 Neige. Neige. Okay. Try and say that like really fast.
It's not going to help me. Neige.
No, but it'll just sound funny.
Neige. Neige. Like my tongue feels like...
You look wrong and sound...
I sound great.
Yeah. It sounds like something just went in your head there.
Yeah. Also, I have a hat on and I have just found it and believe that it might contain knits because... My head does not feel Christmassy. It's not merry in here.
Mm, God.
I'm still putting the hat on, though.
Okay, well, albeit the knits Thing is, though, you've got your beard's protruding quite a lot now. If you're following us on our Facebook page, you may have noticed that we keep putting pictures up, and well, Tom's beard is it's getting pretty good.
Yeah, and also all the Tom's pictures are in black and white because of the amount of ginger in my beard. For someone with such dark hair, is unfair.
Yeah,
but it does mean I know now that when I get to a maturer age, when I've got a grey or white beard, I can grow it at the beginning, like this time, like now in the year, and by the following Christmas, I can be a Santa.
Yeah.
That's like that's a positive thing I've got from the beard.
A ginger Santa, but a Santa.
That's why I said when it's going to be white or grey.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I saw a man with a massive beard today when I was out in the village.
What did he say to him?
Nothing. He was in the car. He drove past. He looked like Santa. And I was like, oh, he's going to be a kid's dream in a good way.
Yeah.
Oh, we should also say that today we both went to a piano recital.
Yeah.
Which was...
spectacular.
And quite Christmassy.
Uh-huh, yeah.
There was a few good songs playing.
They played The Nutcracker.
Which is
Casse-Noisette.
Casse-Noisette.
Which means breaking... it means Nutcracker.
Yeah.
And they also played Swan Lake, which is... Do you remember that one, Thomas?
No, I don't remember it.
It's in French, that's Lac des Cygnes.
Lac des Cygnes?
Yeah, so a swan in French is cygne.
Cygne.
It's kind of... there's a slight... nuance in the pronunciation because it's spelt C-Y-G.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, a baby swan in English is a cygnet. Cygnet.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah.
We just sometimes... share so much.
Oh, God. We're like cousins. But, probably like two or three times removed. Hopefully more than that.
So that's a word for a bird.
Yeah, so a bird. Another bird that you might see around Christmas time is a robin redbreast. Or just
you
a
call
robin.
It a robin redbreast?
I don't know. I don't call it anything. I don't speak to them, do you?
Well, you have to refer to it if you see
one.
Who
are you? Thomas Doolittle.
I do little.
Little, I know you do. You spend a little, but you live a lot.
Thanks.
That's
for that
two
one.
Supermarkets we mentioned tonight.
Is it? Who else we mentioned?
They'll be paying us next. Actually, that's an idea. other than being a kind of a feeble right hand man to a well known comic strip,
he's not
hero,
feeble.
What?
Come on, no. He's a superhero.
In the new
in
one,
right.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. But in the old one,
he doesn't exist in the new Batman.
He's
not Batman's bitch. In the old ones, when there's all the pow and the ching and the
whalapish. Yeah, yeah. When Batman hits, it's like zap. But when Robin hits, it's like
flump.
Yeah, it's like it's, oh god. The onomatopoeia is just so weak when he's on screen. Besides, in the most recent film, I think. The actor carries it. What's he called? The guy of Inception.
I don't know what his name
is.
Yeah, I don't know. But he was in that Premium Rush as well.
Yeah.
If you like fixie bikes, which I know a lot of people do, watch Premium Rush. Pretty good.
That's something a hipster would say, isn't it?
It's something a hipster would say. And I look like a complete hipster at the moment.
I'll put that on my blog tomorrow.
So I've grown a beard, got some dark-rimmed glasses, and a flat peak that is turned upwards. And a checkered shirt.
Oh my god, that checkered shirt's like so 2008.
Definitely. And high tops. I'm a complete hipster.
Oh god.
Oh, I'm going to blog about
and
it later.
And you own a Mac, and you probably go to Starbucks quite a lot.
I hate Starbucks.
Oh, okay.
Can't afford it.
All right, you've been saved.
I go to like...
the last hurdle
go
by
to
the
good
tax
coffee
avoiding.
Shops.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, topical.
I know, yeah.
Look at you. Did you?
Saying that, we have, you know, no one stopped using Google. You know, everyone stopped going to Starbucks. They're like, oh, it's so unpolitically correct. Oh, I'm going to like... You know,
why is everyone American?
I don't know, whether. But yeah, they do that. But then everyone's still using Google.
It's because Google's amazing. You can't live without Google.
Yeah. What would happen if Google like crashed for a week?
Bing. I've heard Bing is a thing.
Nah, Bing's...
Well, what else do you need? Yahoo?
It probably exists, but...
Ask Jeeves.
No, but I think people who are looking for alternative search engines probably type in a list of search engines in Google.
Yeah.
And then it'll give them a list of them.
And they won't use it because they realise how good Google is.
Yeah.
Do you remember Lycos?
Oh, God. Yeah, like a bad dream. Like, like an old stain on a rug.
It was crazy. There was a time where Google like didn't like own the monopoly. It was just... It was...
Lycos. It was
everything.
Their symbol was a black Labrador.
Was it?
You're not going to get anywhere with that. It was a dark-looking dog, yeah.
Like our logo. We are We are the Lycos.
Oh no, the Lycos of podcasts.
Yeah, no one knows about us.
Saying that,
no one gives
112
a
people have Lycosters.
That's not
no.
Just liked us would have been fine.
112 people like us. That works better, that's yeah. Better. I chose the wrong tense in my phrase. So going back to Robin, which was about 5 minutes ago, in French you'd call it rouge-gorge.
A rouge-gorge.
Rouge-gorge, okay.
Rouge-gorge.
So can you take a guess at what that means? You probably recognise one of those words.
I know rouge as red, because we've talked about that in terms of wine.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I mentioned it just before with the Moulin Rouge.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah,
don't remember that. But I don't remember that because I'm drinking some Vin Rouge.
Oh, so, it's all so topical.
And I don't know what the other word means.
Okay, well, rouge gorge, the word gorge means, it can mean throat. So okay. It's basically a red throat. And it can also mean a kind of the bosom, the kind of, I guess, the upper chest.
So is throat in French, what's the word for throat?
It is gorge, yeah.
So
yeah, if you've got a sore throat, you'd say j'ai mal à la gorge.
So is that so the same word for chest and gorge?
It kind of means throat. I think probably in old school, maybe in old literature, you might see it as bosom.
Okay.
But it nowadays, yeah, if you say it, it would generally mean throat. But yeah, from the word gorge, we actually get a lovely word in English, which I use regularly, which is the word gorgeous.
Oh.
Of course, yeah. Which...
You don't use it that regularly, let's be honest.
I do.
You don't, not really.
I just use it with other people.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Who else do you know?
Other than you.
Yeah,
I know at least...
Here, you don't...
I have at least another 15 friends in the world.
No, here.
What? We're
in the Alps.
I know at least another 2 people here. I have friends. Listeners, I have other friends, other than Tom. Although,
do you have
Tom
any other friends that
friends.
Aren't my friends here?
What, like secret friends that I haven't told you about?
Yeah, because I'm just probing now.
I don't know. I think we share friends. We're in pretty much the same friendship clique.
Circle. Well, it's, yeah, it's
village
is pretty
small.
We're
in the small. Little hipster clique of our village.
I am. You're not.
So, and can we not talk about how few friends I've got?
It's not very Christmassy.
It's not very Christmassy, is it? Yeah. Christmas
Sorry.
Is time to be
Merry
with our
Christmas.
Families, which I won't be, actually, this year.
You will be via Skype, I've heard.
Yeah, that's true. So, the word gorgeous comes from... Okay, so if you imagine the word gorge in French can mean mm-hmm. bosom mm-hmm. or throat, the throat area. So then by... what's the word? Kind of by reference mm-hmm. to that... You used to be able to call kind of maybe some kind of ornament that maybe like a pendant or a necklace mm-hmm. that you'd wear around your throat or bosom area
mm-hmm.
could be referred to as gorgeuse. Okay,
oh,
so it's
okay,
like
yeah.
throaty,
yeah.
you know, or like some kind of throaty decoration. And yeah, and through reference to that, the word gorgeous has appeared in English.
Ah,
yeah, and now again, and as happens in language very often, it's kind of. Slightly changed its meaning, but interestingly has a lovely backstory.
So it would initially only been used for females?
I guess so, yeah. And in some ways, I mean, in some ways it still is. I mean, would a woman call a guy gorgeous? Yeah, actually,
yeah,
probably,
they would,
yeah they would.
I think it's very common now. Like, what is it, like Gorgeous George? He's like a...
Yeah.
He's in a film or something. Gorgeous is quite... Gorgeous! Gorgeous is what they call Jason Statham in a film.
Oh, is it? Yeah. But then you can also say a pretty boy nowadays, so maybe the lines of masculinity and femininity are becoming more blurred in our
metrosexual
society.
Yeah. It's a bit weird, isn't it?
It is a bit weird,
you're
yeah.
probably the most macho man
I
know.
Friends.
So I bring up the friends. Also, can I bring up that James still doesn't pack his own bag? When he travels, his mum packs his bag.
That's not true. No, I start packing my bag. Right,
and
I'm sure we have many listeners who are going to hear this story and they'll be like, I totally hear you, I understand it completely. So I'm packing my bag up in my
room. The 8-year-old listeners we have.
If I'm, you know, if I go home and stay at my parents' house, I'm packing my bag and then, you know, my mother will walk into the room and literally punch me to the floor and take over.
She's a semi-professional wrestler though,
isn't
she?
And I'll be literally like, I'll be zipping it up. There'll be like an inch left on the zip. I'll just be like... And she'll smack me down, unzip it all, and completely rifle through and just do it all again. And it's amazing how efficient she is with it. She can get a lot.
You stand there, like, huffing and puffing in your room, like, oh, I can't pack it all. And then you expect your mum to come through
that
the door.
That doesn't happen.
That definitely happens.
That doesn't I just call her when I get stuck.
By the way, Merry Christmas, Mrs. Stokes.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Mum. And she's not called Carol either, so that's a reference to Christmas Carol before. We didn't actually say what Christmas Carol is.
We
talked about Countdown for a bit. So a Christmas Carol is a chant de Noël. A chant. A bit like chant. It's spelt the same as chant.
Is that how you say to sing as well?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, chanter.
Yeah.
Is to sing.
More points.
High five.
Yeah, that's the second podcast with a high five in.
It is, yeah, yeah.
If this doesn't get cut out.
Another one we didn't mention, actually. So we've really, like, got on so many little sidetracks today. A Christmas stocking is actually a chaussette de Noël.
Chaussette?
Yeah, which actually just means a Christmas sock.
Yeah.
Yeah, chaussette, so as we were saying, it's like a Christmas sock. The word chaussette is just like the word in French chaussure, which means shoes.
Okay.
So if you ever get stuck and you can remember one and not the other, then they sound very similar. So
it's one of them words, foot.
No, foot is pied. Or pied.
So what did? Okay.
Like a pedicure.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Say,
or a pedal on a bike.
And a manicure as well.
A manicure comes from man. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. There you go.
More sharing.
It's just so Christmas
is a time for sharing, isn't it?
It's like we're just embracing each other across the channel, or La Manche, as you remember rightly from the last podcast.
Is that it's not the sleeve, is it?
It's the sleeve. It's the sleeve. Yeah.
More points.
Yeah,
I'm up to
so,
nine.
So if you want to get some more brownie points, maybe if you've got a special lady friend or a special man friend out there, and you. It's Christmas time. You have a little dance.
Christmas time. Carry on.
That's interestingly interesting choice of song there, Thomas, because the next line in that classic Cliff Richard song is
mistletoe and wine. Children. I don't know if we're allowed to do this. It's probably not legal.
Well, it's a cover, isn't it? It's a cover. Well, okay. Sorry, Cliff.
Sir Cliff.
So, oh, God. We've really done it now. Anyway, yeah, I'm sure we'll be fine with it. So, mistletoe...
Like anyone listened.
Yeah, if Cliff Richard's listening, we're doing pretty well. I'll happily get sued.
Yeah, for all you've got.
I'll take that back,
actually. A lot.
So, if you want to say, we kiss under the mistletoe at Christmas, okay? So,
right.
This is, well...
It's quite a step from, like, the basic words we've been learning.
It is, yeah, but it's just an expression I found online. I was just kind of thinking what we could put in. Mm. And so let's just say we're trying to explain to a foreign person or to an English person in mm-hmm. French. We kiss under the mistletoe at Christmas. Mm-hmm. Okay, you ready for this?
Yeah, slowly please.
Okay. It's on s'embrasse sous le gui à Noël.
On s'embrasse sous le gui...
À Noël. Yeah. So, to kiss in this expression is embrasser.
Embrasser.
And it's reflexive. We've seen these verbs before, where you have the se before it, which means
apart.
It means either yourself or when it's several people, it means each other.
Oh.
So it's
each other, not ourselves.
Yeah, in a way, yeah. So it's like when it's je m'appelle, it's I call myself. When it's we, it's we call ourselves. So in the same way, you could say we kiss ourselves or we kiss each other. So
it means, yeah, okay.
Yeah. So on s'embrasse, which means we kiss each other.
Yeah.
And then sous le gui, means under.
Under, yeah. Like a sous chef.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right, yeah. Not a soup chef.
No,
which
I
is,
guess what some people might think.
A chef of soup.
Oh, yeah. In French that would be?
I think it's le chef de la soupe. I think so. Again, you know, Luke will probably correct us on that.
Luke corrects all of this. Actually, he hasn't for a while. Wait for the summer.
Oh, God. Where were we? So we kiss under the mistletoe. So the word for mistletoe is gui.
Gui.
Yeah, it's spelled G-U-I.
Gui.
Sous le gui, and then à Noël, it's just at Christmas.
À Noël.
So can you say that?
On s'embrasse sous le gui à Noël.
Excellent. Oh my goodness. Wow. Okay, so
I should be so lucky.
You should, but you're not.
Cheers.
So the Christmas story is something that appears widely and profoundly in all Christian cultures. Am I correct?
I also think it, yeah. Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah.
I had other ideas, but then they were wrong.
It's that happen a lot?
Yes.
Ah. So the Christmas story, we would sometimes call the nativity, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So in French...
Or the story of Christmas.
Yeah.
Or the story of the baby Jesus.
Yeah.
Story of the three wise men.
Yeah.
Story of a star.
Uh-huh.
Story of a sheep.
Mm.
And a goat.
Yeah.
And
the magi.
The magi.
Bringing gifts of frankincense, myrrh. Yeah.
And...
gold.
Mm.
Yeah.
Not many people know what frankincense or myrrh are. Most people are pretty solid on the gold.
Do you think Olly Murs would turn up in a modern adaptation?
Yeah, he probably has got cast for something already.
Oh, God, yeah, yeah.
That'd be like gold, Goldie.
Goldie, yeah. Frank Turner.
No, Frank Turner wouldn't do it.
No, he wouldn't actually at all. Yeah, and then Olly Murs.
Olly Murs.
Oh, God. Imagine bringing Jesus into the world with that, you know. Can't even think of one of his songs. Which is probably best.
He's got a new one. I'm sorry.
The Christmas story is in French is L'histoire de la Nativité.
L'histoire
de la Nativité. Nativité.
And what's l'histoire?
Story. L'histoire is like, it's kind of like the word history.
Okay.
And it means story.
So, because history, okay, yeah.
Yeah, well, actually, I mean, in English, you can use the word history to mean, like, the past of some... I mean, of course it means the past, but it can mean, like, the story of something before
the current day. Yeah.
You know, yeah, so it's kind of like, it kind of means story in an old usage of the English word history. Mm. So, yeah, histoire de la nativité. And another way of saying a story or a tale...
Mm.
In French is un conte.
Un conte.
Be careful what you say there. C-O-N-T-E, conte.
Conte.
Un conte. And it's a bit like, I mean, it's a bit like an account of something.
Okay.
In a way, it sounds similar, so that's a mnemonic.
The way to remember, yeah.
Yeah. And if you want to say a fairy tale, which, mm-hmm. you know, you probably hear a lot of at Christmas time, is a conte de fées.
Un
conte de fées. So, de is just of, and then fée is the plural of fairies.
Mm.
A fée.
So, I've been getting really festive.
Oh, really?
Because of all the snow here, it's made me more Christmassy than I usually am at this time of year. Because you're in England sometimes. Actually, I haven't been for a while, but a lot of the time you're at home and there's just not...
Yeah, there's not much festive about Ipswich, is there? A grey Ipswich.
Sorry, everyone from Ipswich.
Mm. No, I mean, Ipswich is great, but I mean... There's not much. No, but I mean, there's not much festive about, you know, Hull either.
No,
I like Hull though. It's not that festive.
I've never been to Hull though. Have you ever been to Ipswich?
No.
No. So the festive things I've been doing so far, not the weekend just gone, but the weekend before. Now that has no relevance to anyone listening. But I went to a Christmas market.
Oh, okay.
Which is really good. How'd you say it?
Un marché de Noël.
Okay.
Yeah.
Drank some hot red wine.
Oh, really? So instead
mulled
of saying...
Wine,
well, instead of saying mulled wine, you just say vin chaud.
Vin chaud. Vin chaud?
Yeah.
Okay, so
hot
vin
wine.
Chaud. Also, had some lovely lunch. Mussels. Mm-hmm.
What did you have? Mussels?
Yeah, in creamy sauce. How'd you say
that? Ooh, it's les moules dans une sauce.
Sauce, it's not sauce.
What? I don't think.
Moule and ketchup.
Oh, is it ketchup?
No.
Oh, just not very creamy, that is
no,
it?
No, I can't remember what it was called. There's mule and sign.
Oh, okay.
You can work that one out another time. Yeah, but went on a Ferris wheel.
Oh, okay.
There was loads of crafts,
what?
Candles, loads of candles for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
Baubles, loads of different baubles. Nothing nice, but, you know, they were there. And then last weekend, I went to Sass Fay for the weekend. I went skiing in Sass Fay, the place they filmed...
Sass Ferry?
What?
Sass Ferry?
Sass Ferry, what?
Sass Fay?
Sass... Oh, really? Is that what it is?
Maybe.
It's German, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's probably not fairy.
Well, it's Swiss-German.
Mm.
Well, Sass Fay, and I went there, and skiing and snowboarding there, it was quite nice.
Yeah, cool, yeah.
Is that got a French word, skiing?
Yeah, so for skiing, you just say faire du ski.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can say j'ai fait du ski. That means I've been skiing.
Yeah.
Or if you want to go snowboarding, you can say, sometimes they say surf. Like
surfing.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I had quite a bad experience while I was there, to be honest. I stayed up quite late one night.
No, how did you feel the next day?
Quite bad, because I went to sleep at 4:30, got up at 7:30 to go skiing.
Oh,
it was Joey Shafiq's fault.
Joey.
He kept pulling the pint.
Ah, and, come on.
So I went up to the mountain the next day early.
Think about your fellow man.
I know, Joey. And I got on the T-bar lift. Mm-hmm. And I'm on a snowboard. I'm a snowboarder.
Yeah. Which to the viewers who have never been skiing is just like a thing where you kind of, you pull a little rope down and put it...
Yeah, and it's the shape of an inverted T.
Yeah.
So for a skier, you can sit on it.
Just kind of slip it.
Yeah, you have to slip it between your legs.
Gently between the arms.
And as I hadn't slept much, I fell asleep while on the T-bar. The longest T-bar I've ever been on, 10-minute long T-bar.
OMG.
Yeah, don't say OMG. Okay. You've ruined the podcast. I fell asleep. I fell off the side of the of the piece into the powder.
Whilst
powder.
On the tea.
On the tea, I fell off the tea bar. Luckily, kept one hand on it. Didn't fall asleep that much.
What, in a kind of like sleeping death throes?
And then I was holding it, and then I just fell off in the powder because I fell asleep. I was holding it like a wakeboard. Eventually, got back on it, but you know,
and your
that
sleeping
was
claw grabbed on. Yeah. Oh my god. So you were kind of being dragged along like a kind of Mr. Bean sketch.
Definitely.
Oh god.
Luckily I was at the back of the group of people I was with and there wasn't that many people around, but people saw it.
Was there anyone behind you? Like,
no,
going,
luckily.
Who is this sleeping
buffoon?
Luckily.
But yeah, so yeah. So that was a rather nice thing to be doing around Christmas.
And when you got home, have you been...
on the way home, we picked up a Christmas tree.
Oh really? Okay.
Put up in the house.
What, just with your hands or like in the car?
We put it
did
on.
He just pick it up at the side of the road just to have a little
no,
feel?
No, but we did go around and feel them all, pick them up, give them a twist, hold two up together.
What is the test? Like, how does...
Symmetry is the test for a good tree.
Okay. So just take a ruler with your...
No, visual symmetry.
Visual, okay.
It doesn't actually have to be properly symmetry, but the balance of...
good and evil,
and
yeah.
Disbursement of branches.
Yeah, I see.
And fullness is the thing. But the man, we took it to the man and he put it through the machine... You know, that nets it.
Oh, yeah.
And he asks you, oh, what kind of stand do you have or what do you use? And then he trims it with a chainsaw down to that size you might need, which
sick.
Is really good. But then I went inside to pay, and as I come out, which is a great thing about Switzerland, just as you leave the shop, is a big vat of vin chaud. And just loads of cups, and you just, like, fill it off and you go. You can stand there. But the guy who was using the
chain...
Yeah, for
like
free.
Like a water machine in a bank.
Yes.
Oh,
but obviously
goodness.
Much better, warm and tasty.
Up a mountain as well, oh god.
It was in the valley, it wasn't even in the mountain.
Oh.
It was ridiculous. But the man who was using the chainsaw was knocking these back. he didn't have
any
protection.
That's misuse of chainsaw there, isn't it?
Yeah, you wouldn't get away with that in England, but you wouldn't also get free wine, I don't think.
No.
As you drive away in your cars. It wasn't anywhere
so
you
responsible,
could
walk that, to. Isn't it, of the Swiss, the cantonal council.
I think it was in a valet. No, not valet,
one of the, yeah, valet maybe.
Yeah, valet.
Yeah, valet. I think so.
Yeah,
that's not, one of the in Switzerland where we reside. If you don't know already, instead of like counties, the Switzerland's divided up into roughly 20. I think 24 districts, or they're called cantons. Yeah, and they're basically it's kind of a weird political system, but they're kind of semi autonomous.
No, I'm talking the wrong words. Sorry.
I don't know. Right. We're just saying long words, aren't we, that sound cool?
They sound wrong.
they sound like...
Yeah, so
it sounds like we don't know what we're on about.
Yeah, which is how this podcast sounds most of the time. So we put up the tree. What is the French for tree? Or Christmas tree, even.
Okay, so the French
or
for
tree.
Christmas tree. Which one?
Both.
Okay. So tree in French is arbre. Arbre.
Ooh, that's a hard...
Arbre.
Arbre.
Yeah, so...
Is it got a...
Arbre, yeah, arbre.
Arbre.
So it's A-R-B-R-E, that's how you spell it.
A-R-B-R-E.
A-R-B-R-E. How do?
A-R-B-R-E.
A-R-B-R-E. Squeezing out the milk. Anyway,
you should never do an impression for longer than a second. You go downhill.
Yeah.
So yeah, go on.
So an arbre is a tree, and a Christmas tree, or like a kind of coniferous...
house tree.
House tree is called a sapin. Oh. So a Christmas tree, therefore, is a sapin de Noël. There you go. So we're getting all these de Noëls everywhere.
So what's sapin then?
Sapin kind of means like a coniferous tree.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's like more specific. You can say arbre de Noël.
Everyone would understand. And
yeah, but everyone would just be like, loser. It's called a sapin. Geek. You know.
Would they call you a geek? They'd probably call you an idiot.
No, but...
Like, just not...
Yeah.
An ill-informed geek.
Yeah, to be honest, a geek would know that, wouldn't they?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
maybe a nerd.
A nerd. What's the difference between a geek and a nerd?
Lots of people claim to know, but I don't think they do.
But they're geeks or nerds.
If you do know the difference, you are a geek or a nerd.
Or a narc.
And as we don't know the difference...
then...
we cannot judge.
We'll gloss over that one.
Yep.
So,
skip to the end.
Skip to the end. So I'll tell you a bit about what I did this week, or today, in fact. I was putting up some decorations, Christmas decorations.
Why are you putting them up?
Well, because tomorrow...
It's Christmas.
yeah, and I just felt like it. Yeah, I do that every week. Tomorrow we have a Christmas party. A party.
A party for Christmas.
A party it's not for Christmas.
It's a party at Christmas for employees of a company, I guess.
Yeah, it's an off. I guess like an office party. And a Christmas party is a fête de Noël.
Fête de Noël.
Fête de Noël. So we've already met the word fête before. We talked about it, I think, in episode one. And I think in one of the other episodes, we said that you can also say fête in the style of Verlin.
Oh, yeah.
And you can say teuf.
Teuf.
Yeah. So you can say teuf de Noël.
Yeah.
So there you go. So that's... I read recently, actually, in a book about translation called Is That a Fish in Your Ear? By David Bellos. Which is a very interesting book, and something he said is that being fluent in a language is not necessarily knowing everything, but it's being able to say something in many different ways.
Okay.
You know? So if you wanted to say something, you don't have to use the direct route, but you can you have enough
knowledge
tools
of
in
enough
your
words and
piggy bank to be able to get there somehow because you can say it in different ways.
You can go the long way round if you don't know the
You can
direct
go
route.
Your own way. Anyway.
Hey.
Good
pun.
Thanks. So I was putting up these decorations for the party at which there'll be lots and lots of festive drinks.
Mm.
Like, I don't know what might be.
Well, one I've had this week was a homemade eggnog.
Eggnog?
Never had it in my life.
Oh my god.
And I didn't understand how alcoholic it is. But it has a beautiful...
Very?
Well, very.
If it's homemade, I guess it can be as alcoholic as you want.
Yeah. Ooh.
So
you couldn't have it alcohol-free, though, because that would just be...
Egg.
Milk, cream, and egg.
It'd just be an uncooked blancmange, wouldn't it?
Ooh. It has a lovely texture, though. Eggnog is quite...
How is it?
Well, because you whip egg whites
Yolky?
And cream, and you whip them both up and...
Put a Yuletide yolk?
Well, the yolk kind of gets put in early with, like, must be sugar and the alcohol.
Well, if you put it in too late, then it'll have hatched.
Yeah, too late, and you've got a chicken.
A chick, yeah.
Yeah, and...
We'll come back to that.
Yep. And, then you fold in egg whites and, like, whipped cream, so you get this kind of quite heavy but enjoyable drink.
Like a kind of... Is it kind of like a kind of raw Baileys? Like a dense Baileys?
No, it's like...
Or is it
it's,
not at all?
It's quite dense, but it's... It's got a lot of air in it.
I'm going to confess here. I'm going to just put it out there. Yeah. And this might shock some of the listeners. I've never drunk eggnog.
I don't think it's uncommon for a person from the UK never to have drank eggnog, as I've only drank it in the past 3 days for the first time.
Yeah.
I think it's quite common in North America.
Yeah, but it's shocking, though, in this day and age.
You hear a word eggnog, and it doesn't sound that appealing.
No, nog. I mean...
I don't know what nog is.
No, I don't. It's like eggs. Well, no, it's not eggs, because... Otherwise, you just call it nog. Clearly, eggnog is a derivative of nog.
So nog is something.
Nog is just like sugar and cream with alcohol.
That sounds pretty good as well.
Yeah, it does actually sound quite good, yeah. But why don't they just give it a better name, like crum alcohol? Crum alcohol, or...
No.
No, we're trying to derive... Anyway, we're trying to derive a neutral, eggless nog. Anyway... So, you mentioned chickens there, which come from eggs.
Was there a French for eggnog, or is?
Oh yeah, of course, yeah. So, an eggnog is actually lait de poule.
Lait de poule. So that's milk, something chicken.
Yeah, well, it actually literally means chicken's milk. So, if you can imagine as a little mnemonic, maybe imagine milk in a chicken. You know, just kind of just
with a massive udder on it.
That was the chicken being milked. Reluctantly, might I add. Flapping around.
How many things can you milk without it being
I think
reluctant?
According to Ben Stiller.
You can milk it.
Ben Stiller's stepfather. Father-in-law.
You're talking about Greg Fokker?
Yeah, of course I am, yeah. Mm-hmm. You can milk anything with nipples.
Could you milk me, Greg?
So lait de poule is chicken's milk or eggnog. I think that's quite a funny name, don't you? Mm. So yeah, I mean, you might have chicken for your Christmas dinner, really, which is your repas de Noël, your repas Christmas meal.
Repas de Noël is meal.
Yeah. So you could have chicken, maybe with a bit of chicken and gravy.
People don't have chicken, do they?
People don't have chicken. No, you know, it's very uncommon to have chicken.
You know what we said about ending the impersonation earlier?
Aw.
That one was the best one so far. Like.
Yeah, what, my Cockney chicken lover?
Yeah.
Mm. So, yeah, most families in kind of the Western world would generally... Well, it's quite common to have turkey, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's quite American, isn't it? With a bit of chambery sauce.
Chambery?
I call them chamberies.
What's that?
It's a Friends reference.
Oh, yeah. Sort of Chandler.
Yeah, yeah. He washes the cranberries in soap.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't think people watch that anymore, do they? Friends?
Well, they don't make it anymore.
It doesn't mean people don't watch it.
Well,
they don't make films. If
you watch E4, then necessarily you watch it because it's on about, you know, 20 E4 time hours a day.
I did work it out once how many times Friends was played in a week.
Like, how many was it?
It was too many. But.
How many
Friends or Hollyoaks? I can't remember. Hollyoaks gets referenced in this podcast too often.
Yeah.
For something that neither of us
watch. It gets
referenced
too often in life because it should be wiped from existence. So turkey, the actual animal of a turkey, or I think it can also be called a guinea fowl. Western guinea fowl. I think so, yeah.
I thought guinea fowl was a smaller bird.
Maybe it is. We'll have to ask a tax evading search engine. And find out. But so guinea fowls or turkeys, assuming they're the same animal, originate from North America, generally, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the French word for turkey is dinde.
Dinde.
Okay, dinde. Dinde.
A turkey.
A turkey, yeah. Now, the word for turkey is very interesting, okay? So if you look at dinde, okay, that D at the start of the word, it almost sounds like it's a D apostrophe and, you know, like of somewhere.
Okay, yeah.
You know, like if you say of England, you might say d'Angleterre.
Yeah.
Tom d'Angleterre.
Yeah.
You know, for example. And this is actually because in the derivation of the word turkey in French, they thought that a turkey was from India.
That's silly French.
It's so silly. It's so daft.
Daft.
It's not from India. But where's it from?
No one knows.
So this is the question we're going to open up. So in a little bit of research before this episode, we found out that no one knows where the turkey is from, okay?
You did just claim it's from North America.
Yeah, but even I might be wrong, you know?
I like...
Well, the Levinson report was wrong because of Wikipedia, so...
Why are you getting all political?
What? That's not political. That's mass media.
No, you're just throwing in all this stuff that is completely irrelevant.
No, did you not hear about it, though?
No.
The Levinson report, you know?
Yeah.
The court investigation looking into the use of media in modern society. Mm. So it was... I saw this on Have I Got News For You? That apparently in the actual report, they claimed that there were three heads of a certain organisation, yeah, like a very official organisation.
Mm-hmm.
And they had got this information off Wikipedia. And one of the guys that they quoted in the official report, this 1,000-page report that they've been working on for years now, was like this lad from just... that his mate had put into the Wikipedia page as a joke.
That's the first rule of writing anything, though, when you're at school or university or anything. Just you can't reference Wikipedia. You have to find the references all at the bottom and then go through that little tip for anyone who wants to reference something from Wikipedia. Do it properly.
Yeah, exactly. So clearly the world didn't reference the word turkey properly. So in Hebrew, the word for turkey or a turkey is Tarnegol Hodu, which means rooster of India, okay? So they think it's from India as well, okay? In Dutch, the word is kalkoen, which derives from the word, the place Calicut in India.
Okay.
So kalkoen, okay? So now it gets a bit weird, okay? We're going to...
So lots of people are going with India here.
Lots of people are going with India. So there's a general consensus, there's a bit of a pattern forming. Okay, the Japanese are going to throw a spanner in the works right now. So they call it, now, I'm sorry if my pronunciation is really bad here.
You've never studied Japanese.
No. Times. Okay. They call a turkey Shichimencho. Okay, which apparently means a seven-faced bird. Okay, so they what is it? You think they think the little neck?
Well, possibly
the neckerchief they wear is like a an extra face. I don't
many
know.
Many faces.
Unless they think that like turkeys are very like two-faced.
Do they have like a pattern on a turkey?
Mm.
It could be
that's a peacock, isn't it?
Yeah, but is it patterned in any way? I've only ever seen one.
I've only ever seen it without feathers and on a plate at Christmas.
I've seen
with its little neckerchief.
What do you call that?
I don't know. It's extra. It's like an extra chin.
It's like
it?
It's lost loads of weight. And it had like a nip and the top.
It's like that Austin Powers character at the end of the serum. So in Swahili, the word is Bata Mzing, which means the great duck.
Oh,
that's pretty cool, isn't it? It sounds like an ice hockey team.
Mighty Ducks, yeah.
Yeah. And in Urdu, I'm not even going to try and say it, but it means elephant chicken. So
it's big.
I think because it's like a chunky. It's like it's basically the Aled Jones of the bird family. So that's just one example of how one animal or one word has just so many different meanings around the world. You know,
do we think it's from Turkey then, as English people? Because if we did, we've got
good question.
We've got the worst naming of it. Just Turkey.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
France. Like,
we don't call oranges like we don't say. Florida's. Oh, you know, I'll just bite down into this Spain.
Yeah, I was going to Florida. You meant Spain.
Oh, yeah. Different places. Florida, different oranges.
Orange, definitely.
Yeah. No. Or, you know, maybe that's why we have a kiwi, because they're grown in New Zealand.
The kiwi's a bird.
Mm. Oh, yeah. So, so yeah, so this brings us nicely to the end of our Christmas special.
Yes.
And what happens after Christmas? Well, you tell me, Tom.
Boxing Day.
Yeah, Boxing
then
Day.
Then a lot of people off work. Sales.
Yeah. Sales, lots of sales.
You still see your family. It's still Christmas.
Yeah, it's still kind of that Christmas period, isn't it? Where you can still watch films and you can still laze about, but it's like...
You can still eat.
It's that kind of island, isn't it? And once you hit that special day at the end of the...
The 7 days between Christmas and New Year.
New Year.
New Year party time. Not that you haven't drunk and eaten enough over the last week.
No.
You need to celebrate the passing of a year.
The passing of a year, or the arbitrary celebration of a new calendar year.
Is it arbitrary, though?
Don't know.
I don't think it is for everyone.
Speaking of calendars, in 2 days' time, it's apparently going to be the end of the world, according to the Mayan calendar.
Well, that'll ruin Christmas, won't it?
Yeah, it will, yeah. So, from me and Tom, we wish you a happy Mayan apocalypse.
So, Merry Christmas, everyone. Thank you for listening to our 4 episodes so far. We've really enjoyed making them, and we're happy that there's people out there who are enjoying them. So if you want to get in contact, get us on our Facebook page. Just search Pardon My French, you'll find it.
Or you can email us at pardonmyfrenchpodcast@gmail.com, and we'd love to hear from you if you've got any ideas, comments, reviews, or any kind of feedback that you think we'll enjoy.
We have had some good feedback on the Facebook and on the emails, and we are enjoying it.
Yeah.
So please keep it coming, and you might get a little shout out.
Yeah. So until then, guys, we'll see you next time, and we'll send you out with this lovely Christmas carol.
Are we not doing shout outs?
Yep. Yep. That's what we planned, didn't we?
Yeah, we should do that.
That was in the schedule.
So do you want to go first, or shall I?
Yeah, you go first. You go
okay, ahead. Well, one for both of us. Shout out to all our listeners so far.
Boy! And thank you to beatsuite.com for the jingles that we use in this show.
Thanks for Stan. Thanks for thanks for listening, and we really wish you a Merry Christmas. I just want to say a Merry Christmas to my family. Merry Christmas to some listeners across the pond, Nate and Chrissy in California.
West Coast!
Yeah, so Merry Christmas to you and your families over there. And just another one to the Cowley family in London. You know, you've had quite a hard year, so hope next year's a little bit better.
Yeah, and mine are just to my family, of course. Merry Christmas all. Yeah, again to all the listeners, to the Queen,
Queen. Yeah.
To
Will and the speech.
Will and Kate with the little baby on the way.
Yeah.
So it's all
Bradley
good.
Wiggins.
Happy. And finally to Santa.
Yeah.
Because I just, well, if you're listening, you know, just please bring me that fire truck.
Oh, and we also heard that we might have listeners from a school in their French classes.
Ooh.
So if that does go ahead, Merry Christmas to all of Tendring Technology College French lessons and classes. So Merry Christmas.
So yeah, to everyone, Joyeux Noël et à la prochaine.
Roll the music.
Peace out.
Take down. Rup, 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 rup.